At the bottom of a stairwell in Juno City Hall, a group of second graders are looking at a tall patchwork of paper grids posted to a wall. Each kid worked on a grid, coloring in blue for water and green for land, and they patterned in symbols for traditional Tlingit uses of the land: hunting, berry picking, fishing. With Geographic Information Systems Technology, or GIS, the city's cartographer produced the map grids that made the second grade class project possible. And Nancy Linehart with the school district created the lesson for all of Juno's second grade classes.
So we created a map together, and he could very easily, you know, when I said I'd like to see some creeks and rivers, but not all of them, he could kind of back off. And, you know, it was so easy with the GIS program that he uses and his skills to just kind of make quick changes and get me right, you know, just what I needed.
Parcel Viewer is a free online application that shows an aerial view of Juno with each piece of property, the parcels, outlined in yellow. These boxes are interactive and show property lines, the landowner, zoning, assessed value, topography, and more. Here's Rachel Friedlander, a Juno land specialist.
For the average Junoite, a question that the Lands and Resources Division often gets asked is, who owns this property or who manages this property?
Before Parcel Viewer, getting this information was arduous and time-consuming. Juno land information has become very accessible since the city took the system public a year ago.
GIS and remote sensing in general would make Ponce de Leon or any 15th, 16th century, 17th century explorer super jealous because basically it's a whole nother way of understanding the landscape.
Running Parcel Viewer costs the city about $9,800 annually, regardless of it being a public or private program. For Allison Gillum, the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Land Trust, Parcel Viewer has been a time saver.
To look at different parcels and just as basic as just locating them, finding out where they are, and then seeing like the surrounding areas. Is it surrounded by wetlands? Is it next to the refuge? Is it, you know, it just helps visualize where things are and gets us started when we're looking and evaluating properties for protection.
For Chris Myrtle, Parcel Viewer has been useful both as a landscape architect and as a chair of the city's Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee.
Previously, I remember working with the GIS department, and you'd had to work with them bringing all these layers together. Now that it is a public domain, or within the public domain, and you have access, you can control the layers, I find that it's a great tool. For us, we use it all the time for our master planning, and I think it's just a great resource.
As GIS technology advances, it's almost possible to update maps in real time. In the future, drones may be used to take aerial photos of rapidly changing landscapes. Here's Greg Cheney, the CBJ Lands and Resources Manager.
That will be more nimble, more efficient, less expensive, and more available. So that's where I see us really coming on, and that's not going to be that far in the future, maybe even 5 years.
Do you want to know the assessed value of your house or your neighbor's house? Who owns that lot you drive by every day? The year that building was constructed? By going online to epv.juno.org, all this information is available to the public. In Juno, I'm Carter Barrett.